Penguin Random House Audio presents Where the Water Goes, Life and Death Along the Colorado River by David Owen. Read for you by Fred Sanders. For Alice and Hugh O'Keefe. Chapter 1. The Headwaters. Our pilot, David Kunkel, asked me to retrieve his oxygen bottle from under my seat. And when I handed it to him, he gripped the plastic breathing tube with his teeth and opened the valve. We had taken off from Boulder not long before and were flying over Rocky Mountain National Park, 30 miles to the northwest. Kunkel was navigating with the help of an iPad mini, which was resting on his legs. "People don't usually think altitude is affecting them," he said. "But if you ask them to count backward from 100 by sevens, they have trouble." What struck me at that moment was not how high we were, but how low. A little earlier, we had flown within what seemed like hailing distance of the sheer east face of Long's Peak, and now, as Kunkel banked steeply to the right to give us a better view of a stream at the bottom of a narrow valley, his wingtip appeared to pass just feet from the jagged declivity beneath us. Snow had fallen in the mountains during the night, and I half expected it to swirl up in our wake. The other passenger, sitting in the co-pilot's seat and leaning out the window with a big camera, was Jennifer Pitt, who at the time was a senior researcher for the Environmental Defense Fund. Pitt is in her 40s. She has long brown hair, which she had pulled back into a ponytail, and she was wearing a purple fleece. She worked at the EDF, mostly on issues related to the Colorado River, from 1999 till 2015, when she moved to a similar job at the National Audubon.